Hello and welcome back to the Relationship Matters podcast. We believe relationship matters from humanity to nature to the larger whole. I'm your host, Katie Churchman. And in this bonus episode, I'm talking with Judy Van Zon and Catherine Starks about all certification. Judy is currently Director of Certification at CRR Global, and Kathy is a recent alumnus of the programme. The All Certification programme is a unique and comprehensive 8-month programme with extensive practice, online study and supervision designed to produce the best ORS practitioners in the world. Throughout this conversation, we discuss what makes the programme so unique, the intentions and outcomes of the course, edge crossing, the practicalities of the course, the impact of world work, and much more. Judy Van Zon has lived and worked in several countries and speaks the language of people who are crossing a border, physically as well as emotionally. In short, she works with people who are going through personal or professional change. One of the things that sets her apart is her inclusion of spirituality to help her clients better connect to their own inner wisdom and power. In her team coaching, Judy believes that working with the ORSC model is a very powerful way to build bridges in relationships. It goes far beyond familiar skills like empathy and active listening. It offers a whole new way of looking at people and how we live and work together. Her focus is on working with corporate leaders and teams. Training others in this allows her to spread this energy throughout the world. She also applies her skills to roles like facilitating and mentoring. For the last 25 years, she has lived and worked in 6 countries on 3 continents, the last 3.5 years in India and the region around. She's now back in the Netherlands and CRR's current Director of Certification. Judy speaks Dutch, English, German, Spanish and French. And with a Master's in Business Administration, her professional career started in the commercial operations of an international consumer goods company. Managerial responsibilities allowed her to discover her fascination with people, which finally led to working full-time as a coach, supporting clients to live and perform to their powerful potential. Catherine Starks has spent most of her career in financial services, the last 15 years in senior leadership positions. This experience laid the groundwork for a natural progression to the next stage, coaching and mentoring other professionals so that they too can find their path and passion in life. Born in Switzerland to English parents, Kathy grew up bilingual, speaking German and English. Her family relocated to England when she was 12, but 7 years later, she was drawn to Frankfurt, a place where she has built a home and a career over the last 40 years. Kathy's coaching journey began during her years in the corporate world, first becoming an ICF certified coactive coach and later embarking on her ORS journey, just as she pursued her final and most challenging role as CEO and branch manager of the Bank of New York Mellon in Frankfurt, responsible for 200 people. ORS training opened her eyes to new ways of looking at systems, and this had a huge impact on her leadership style. She was able to create highly successful teams and facilitate their pathway to producing outstanding results for the bank, while simultaneously achieving a significant and positive impact on employee engagement scores. At the beginning of 2022, Kathy left the corporate world so that she could dedicate all of her time and energy into pursuing her dream of coaching successful teams and fulfilled leaders. Her mission is to help those leaders develop the skills they need to build high-performing, resilient teams of people who not only deliver great results, but love turning up to the work they do. So without further ado, I bring you Judy and Kathy talking about the ORSC certification programme. Kathy, Judy, welcome to the Relationship Matters podcast. I'm really excited to be having this conversation with you both today around the certification program. So welcome.
Thank you very much, Katie. If I speak for myself, I'm delighted to be here. Finally, as a listener, being a fan of your podcast, and now I get to speak about certification. Thank you.
Hi, Katie. Thank you so much for allowing me to participate. I'm a huge fan of the podcast and delighted to be here as well.
And I know we're talking specifically today about certification, and I wonder if we can step back for a moment and talk about
What brought you both to Orsk? What was your why in terms of stepping into this work?
So, Kathy, why don't you go first?
Okay.
I can refresh my memory. It's longer ago for me.
So, well, I've been in senior leadership positions for a long time, and I started my coaching journey in 2015 when I did my individual coaching. And I loved working with teams, and I knew there had to be something more. And when I heard about Orsk, I just thought, this is it for me. And I embarked on my Orsk journey in my last job in the corporate world when I was a senior executive in a bank. And I was attending these Orsk weekends while working long hours. But all the things that I learned there were so powerful, so impactful on my team. And I just knew it was the right thing to do. And it was very clear to me when I decided to leave the corporate world that the next step was going to be to complete my certification. And I'm so glad I did it.
Thank you, Kathy. And Judy, you said your journey is a little bit longer back. So what was your sort of why that brought you to Orsk?
Well, Kathy, I can easily blend in with you because I was in a leadership position as well. But I left the corporate world much, much younger, much earlier for all sorts of reasons. I was in sales and marketing, but working with my own teams and noticing that actually I found it way more fascinating to work with people than to design, develop and sell and market products. So over time, I wanted to shift my focus to people development. And that's how in 2007, I ended up in a coach course room, first individual coaching. And when I started as an individual coach, I noticed so many people brought relationship issues to the coaching agenda. And I was living in Poland at the time, and Faith and Marita were still traveling the world and delivering programs everywhere. This was 2008, and they happened to come to Warsaw in Poland. And I thought, well, let me go there and see what that's about. I was Marita's practice client, demo client for the third entity exercise. Well, and the rest is history. I thought, this is it for me. This is what brings so many difficulties in life, personal lives, professional lives, you know, how to build right relationship. I wanted to learn more and more and more about it.
I totally hear what you're both saying, and it really resonates that once you start seeing in systems, you really can't go back. It sort of changes your whole worldview personally and professionally. I want to start by pointing to the fact that I love that we're having this conversation in relationship today. So we're talking about certification, and Judy, you head up the certification program, and Kathy, you've just finished the certification program. So huge congratulations there. I know what a mammoth undertaking that is. So well done. I wonder if we can start then by talking a bit about the certification program for those who might not be familiar.
So what is it about? So the promise of certification is actually to build confidence and competence. Our prerequisite is that you have gone through the foundational series and the five modules from fundamentals up until systems integration, which is really equipping you with a lot of tools and skills and also this whole, for many people, new systems perspective. But you've done everything only once up until then. So the competence building in certification is really deepening your understanding and practicing the tools. So it's almost like when I'm sitting with partly interested people in certification information calls and they ask me, why would I join the program? Well, if you feel systems approach is landing strongly in your heart and you think that's the way to go, a certification is the place to really start owning it on a mental level, you know, that competence level, but also on a heart level, confidence level. Yeah, systems can be like Marita sometimes says, big, hairy animals. Yeah, they can be large things. It's a lot to hold. And so to develop self, to be able to hold more and more and more, I think is a life skill in itself. That's, you know, you get to develop all of that in certification.
That's brilliant. And then I wonder, in terms of that who question, Kathy, what made you then, after doing the series, step into this certification program?
Well, I'd like to just maybe go back at one step, and that is I came into a role as a senior leader in a team that was not functioning well. There was a lot of conflict, a lot of toxic behavior. And I saw how a number of the tools that we learned during the OSC journey were so helpful. And I can really say I changed the entire way that I led teams. Just simple things like doing a DTA, you know, doing an alignment at the beginning. They'd never had anything like that before. Or identifying toxins in the communication we had with one another. I was part of the system, so I couldn't coach it per se, but I used a lot of the OSC competencies in my communications. I learned, for instance, something a lot of leaders can't handle is I learned to hear difficult voices. I learned to really embrace deep democracy. I had somebody in my team that used to scream in meetings. Previously, I would have just tried to shut that down. It felt very uncomfortable. But just by listening to it, you know, and honoring that primary, and that enabled us to move as a team into a much more successful performance. And so when I saw that and experienced that, practiced that, and saw the results black on white, we dramatically increased employment engagement scores in a whole organization. And I was managing, you know, the leadership team. We increased sales dramatically. It became very clear to me that if you can bring this energy, this awe, these competencies into teams, it can have a huge impact on, it's not just about people feeling good about coming to work, but it actually impacts the bottom line. And so I knew that I wanted to get more into this. I also knew I wanted to have a bigger impact, which is why I left the corporate world. And I also knew that I really wanted to get good at this stuff and deepen my knowledge and my skills. And that's why I did certification. And I feel like certification really delivered for me, and I really learned so much and became so much more competent.
Wow, Kathy, that's such an amazing example of sort of stepping into systems-inspired leadership. I'm curious, off the back of that, was there quite a big switch then when you moved from that leader role to that systems-inspired coach role then?
It wasn't a big leap, because I'd always prided myself on having a bit of a unique leadership style, which wasn't always very popular, by the way. My focus was always on my people and developing them and focusing on people's strengths. And that was always the way that I worked. But what changed was, I think I just saw the system through a different lens. You know, it's this idea that it's a system, it's a voice of the system, as opposed to seven individuals or 10 or whatever. And that was what changed. There were some tools that were useful. What was really useful for me, for instance, was understanding ghosts in systems. There were a lot of ghosts in the past in this team, like managers that, you know, had done certain things, and, you know, people were very upset by that. And just talking about that as a concept was a real game changer. And I wouldn't have known about that before doing OSC. I think it was more small, subtle changes that led to really big results. You don't always have to change a lot.
That talks to the 2-degree tiller shift. I think many of us are quite impatient and want to see it all happen overnight. But actually, if you can stay with it over time, we can see huge change.
Yeah, absolutely. And this was a team that had been suffering for the last 5 years. And I didn't change anybody in the team.
So would you say seeing that impact of those tools was what led you then to deepening your work with this work?
Absolutely. I was so convinced, having seen the impact it had on my own team. And then, you know, I'd go around within the organization sharing some of the tools and the impact that was having with others. I was convinced that this was the way to lead this systems-inspired leadership. And I'm very convinced that when we do coach teams, one of the things we do is we do some education along the way. And of course, the goal of that is for them to take that back into their own organizations and start applying it, start thinking about things differently.
I love, Kathy, that you are bringing in that systems-inspired leadership voice as well, because one of the things that we are noticing in certification, if we look at our participants, We're getting more and more people from a leadership position that do not necessarily want to become full-time coaches, but want to use the coach approach into their leadership style. So there's definitely an emergence happening towards systems-inspired leadership.
That's brilliant. And I think for many people, they may already have a coach certification. So why this certification? Why do they need this other badge, this other certificate? And I'm curious for both of you, what makes this program so unique?
Well, for me, what OSCC is unique about is actually two elements. One is that we focus on the third entity, that we focus on the relationship and holding the individual personal players as voices of the system. That is mind-blowing and world-changing. If only we would bring that into our lives, everything would look different. And we would stop like blaming, pointing fingers, defending, and really living the phenomena of deep democracy. So I think that about OSCC is absolutely unique and fabulous and mind-blowing. And the other thing is that we are so conscious and intentional about working the emotional field. It's always there. We all know about it. We feel it. And it's like, it's underneath the water. We push it underneath the carpet because we are not equipped to work with it consciously and intentionally. So the fact that OSCC does that, I think, makes it unique. So third entity and emotional field. That for me is like the essence and the core of it. And I'd like to say more about what I think is unique about the certification program. But Kathy, for you, OSCC, what makes it unique for you?
For me, it's exactly this different lens on systems, this taking it away from individuals, but still ensuring this idea of deep democracy. But this third entity concept is so unique and so incredible. And by the way, it took me till halfway through certification to properly really get. And sometimes I still struggle with that, but I'm working on it. I have a sticker on my screen that says, ask all questions to the system. Because you have to remind yourself. One of my supervisors told me that in certification. But I think what makes OSCC unique is that you come out of it with, it's like Judy said, I used to get a lot of requests from people struggling with relationships, and you come out of it with a number of really great tools. I do a lot of individual coaching, and I use loads of the OSCC tools for that as well. I use the de-triggering, the third entity, lots and lots, you know, unfolding. I use almost exclusively the things I've learned in OSCC with my individual clients now. So it's a great, they don't talk about that much when you start, but there's some great things you learn that enable you to do better individual coaching as well.
Yeah, and I think in many ways, and I love what you said there, Kathy, about I only started to understand things halfway through. There's so much. On my wall here, it says you get 40 tools and 27 skills across the series. And there's no way you can master all of those in that time frame. And I think for me, going through certification, I remember some tools just feeling brand new again. I was like, what is this tool? And you realize you have your favorites. And then suddenly there's this whole other toolkit part that you haven't really focused on yet. So it really is, I think it was a boot camp for me in many ways.
Agreed.
That's very well said. I like that, Katie. A boot camp. And we see that time and again when people come to certification. You know, we forget things. There's a couple of focus points we have by then in our primary, but there's so much in the secondary that gets to be developed. As to your question, what makes then the certification piece of our program unique? Well, I think, and I can't be for a full 100% sure, but I think we have like the most number of hours of supervision that we offer our students. And so it's not just practicing with scenarios. It's really, you know, bring your own work and listen to it with a supervisor and get direct feed forward on it. You know, what went well and where could you improve? And so it's a large number of supervision on real life coaching, but also a variety of supervision types. one-on-ones, team coaching supervision in smaller groups of five. And so that's really real life coaching that's happening there.
So would you say that certification in many ways forces people over edges? Maybe tools or techniques that they're reluctant to try out, it sort of forces people over that.
What edge, Cathy, did certification?
So many. Honestly, so many. I mean, one of them is, for me, you know, reading the emotional field and also, you know, allowing the system, you know, respecting that the system is generative and intelligent and creative, and you don't have to, you know, manage the system. It's doing all that by itself. There was so much learning for me. And the one thing that also makes it unique to me is that we're in these cohorts with a lot of very different types of people from all over the world. I mean, I had somebody from India, from Hong Kong, from Canada, you know, a couple of Dutch people, a couple of English, a few Germans. And that is incredible. That's like a brilliant system in itself. And you get to learn to work within that system. And, you know, for many people, we're all still in contact. We were called the Rose Cohort. And we've even created a little nested system called the Rosebuds, which is a small group of us that, you know, we meet very regularly and we talk and we learn from one another and we practice. That's very unique. And that's an ongoing learning months after the course finished. For me, that's really key. And then also the residential weekend is so powerful. I wish I could have done it in person, but we did it online, which of course was easier in many respects. But the learning in that 3-day residential weekend was phenomenal. And that is really, really unique. Coaches we had there and within the system, and that forced us to really get out of our comfort zone and practice tools we hadn't practiced before. And I came out of that feeling like I had really understood certain things a lot better after residential.
And I guess on residential, you get that dual learning of being both a participant and a practitioner.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And having to deal with, you know, people being tired and getting into slight conflicts and how do we manage that? And it brought us all closer as a cohort as well.
So I think that is one of the edges that certification allows you to take, to not be an individual learner, but be a systemic learner. By the time you get to residential, you're a couple of months into the program already. Everybody signed up individually, but by then you are step by step becoming a learning system. And with all its issues, you know, we all know you put people together, stuff happens. All that stuff you get to work in residential. So yes, you're coaching and you're participating in what is very real. And as certification faculty, we very often see when cohorts come out of residential, and this 3-day full day program is in the middle of the program, there is something has shifted for them. Something new has emerged. Usually they have cleaned up some stuff that had been unrevealed up until then. There's a stronger bonding. So you get to experience as a participant from the inside out, what is it to be like on a maybe not so skillful team and work towards becoming a high performing team, a very strong learning system. So it takes you over that edge, and not just doing the work out there, but doing your own work as well. I think another edge that you take in ORSC and that gets very much deepened in certification is to really be with deep democracy. It sounds like a nice concept, right? Yeah, all voices count. But to truly live it, like you gave a couple of, Cathy, those examples, you on Teams, big loud voice, critical voices that we have the tendency to shut down because, you know, most of us didn't go to conflict school. We've never learned how to deal with that. But that is a big edge to really allow for all these voices, especially the marginalized ones, and to experience that sometimes you hold that voice as well as an individual. Yeah, so I think that's sort of a foundational edge. to be with and really live a deep democracy.
I want to underline what you said there, Judy, about the inside out. I think that really captures the character of this program. You are learning from the inside out, because to understand systems, you have to realize that you're also a system unto yourself. I think we go into this work maybe to become a coach or a better leader, but then we come out doing so much personal development. I think everyone says that on the other side of the series and then certification is, wow, I've changed with my family, with my friends, with my mother, whoever it is. Kathy, I'm curious, was that your experience going in for professional tools and then maybe more personal too?
Oh, absolutely. I have to say that I think I've really become a better person myself for doing OSC, you know, for understanding which toxins I typically use and trying to reduce that, you know, realizing how harmful that is. And then there's something else on the in the supervision that we haven't talked about, and that is you have these sessions where you send in, you know, your recordings and you have somebody go through with you what you could change, what you could do better, what was good. But there's also one where you send in a recording that you may not be particularly proud of. And there, the supervisor's goal is really to take a look at you and how you as an individual, what are you bringing to the coaching? What may be under, what sort of underlying beliefs may be showing up in your coaching? That was so powerful for me. You know, all sorts of, and they don't so much look at the individual coaching, but they focus much more on you as a coach. And that's a really important part of the program.
Wow, thanks for bringing that in as well, Kathy. And so like supervision as self-reflective practice, which is emerging in the whole coaching world currently more and more. And I think especially relevant for systems workers, either as a leader or as a coach, to really, you know, to really self-reflect what's going on for me. It's part of the confidence building, the deepened learning, the personal development that is happening through certification. If we think or dream about the future, there will be more of that in certification. More self-reflective practice in a very conscious and intentional way.
Yeah, and I think whilst it's very edgy, it almost feels like looking in the mirror sometimes, those sessions. It also, for me at least, it helped me to trust in myself as more of a resource, because sometimes you get those signals. Maybe something feels off or you feel maybe bored, and you push that down because it's not socially acceptable to say or to speak to. And yet all of that is information, because you are a part of the system in a way. You are a channel. I think the more we lean into that, even though it's edgy, the more we actually are able to bring to our clients that we work with.
That's another great example, Katie. It's another version of really living deep democracy, not just allowing for other marginalized voices, but your own marginalized voice. I'm thinking of a telephone conversation I had with my siblings yesterday. I know I was marginalizing something there, absolutely. But to really unfold that and, yeah, what's underneath that? So it's again like what you said earlier, inside out. Yes, it's outside and it's inside as well. So if you continue from the foundational program into certification, I think that is a very strong added benefit, you know, to really dive deep inside as well.
I'm curious, Kathy, from the series, because you sounded like you're already using quite a few of the tools and practicing them. What was the big shift when you started certification that you noticed in yourself as a practitioner?
I think I really became much more deeply curious. And much less, I'm going to go in and fix this lot, you know. I'm sorry to say that, but that's basically how leaders often think. Became much less interpretive when people did certain things, and just changed to becoming much more curious. And it's such a great skill to learn to stop interpreting and to just become curious. I think that's probably the main thing. And then, of course, I became much more confident. Like Judy said, you know, after I did the intermediate courses, I don't think I would have gone into a big DAX 40 corporation and led you know, a four-hour coaching, team coaching workshop. But because we learned, you know, where do you meet the system? How do you identify coaching needs? How do you develop a coaching plan? All that became really clear, what's needed there, what tools you might use, and, you know, how not to overfill it. All those sorts of things you learn. And you learn it in two ways. You learn it by, you know, we do skill drills. You learn it that way. But you also then learn it because, of course, you have to record coaching sessions and submit them for your supervision. So that gets you out there practicing. And that's when you realize, oh, I didn't need five tools for a one-hour coaching session. Less is more, and all those things. And that's when you build your confidence. I also think when you get out there and start, you suddenly realize that it's having such a big impact. You know, sometimes I think I, like everybody, I've thought, well, has it had an impact? What good did I do? And those kinds of questions. And you suddenly start seeing it firsthand in the teams you work with. And the joy you see in people. One of my big missions in life is to have people who like to come to work. Because I've had so many jobs where I started, you know, Saturday morning, dreading Monday being only 2 days away. And I just think that can be changed. And where we start is with the leaders. So I saw the impact when we coach senior leadership teams and we do engagement surveys a few months later. The whole system, the whole mood has changed. And that's the thing I really got from certification, the confidence to go in and to do that.
And to add to where you started, Kathy, that curiosity, that's not, you know, instead of fixing, not just for leaders, very important, but for us as coaches as well. Having been full-time in the last 15 years as a coach, I know I there's a very strong tendency in me that wants to fix. Yeah, so to be self-aware of that and shift into, yeah, the lens of curiosity.
I really appreciate you saying that, Judy, that you've been doing this for 15 plus years and that you still notice that, because particularly in my personal relationships, that fixing mechanism does show up. And I think what you're pointing to is that this work, it doesn't stop. We don't arrive and then we tick that box. I don't know if this was your experience, Kathy, but for me at least, certification sort of opened up more and more, and I just realised there's so much and I had so many questions. What are you sort of now sitting with as you step out of certification into this role of systemic coach?
Wow. Yeah. So one of the things that I do a lot of is assisting, because I just love all this material. So I think I've assisted about 7 or 8 times in the last year. And I still, every time I go into a course, I think, oh, how did I miss that the first 3 times I did it? And I'm continuously learning and practicing. And also, I mean, I go through with the three ladies, when we meet up, we go through and we actually talk about tools we've used, how we've used them, what worked, what didn't work. I find that really useful to have other people, other Oscars to talk to about this material. I still feel like I've got a very long way to go. I've got a lot of learning and practicing to do to be, you know, where Judy is or where others are.
And what you say is true for me as well, Kathy. I mean, leading the courses since 2010, so 13 years now. Every time I lead a program, I learn more about it. So just to say, it's a great question, Katie, that you're asking. It never stops, you know. It's actually world work, which is another piece in our certification program, to really have your own world work project where using the ORSC approach, where in your world, small, large, would you like to create an impact? What is something that you really want to contribute to? And that's never ending either. That's constantly evolving as well. I think the phenomena of right relationship, I mean, we say CRR Global right now, but like the RR from right relationship, I still love that because that so feels the essence of what we are and the world work that we are doing, one relationship at a time, either a relationship we're coaching with or a relationship we are a member of. This for me is also like world work, not just a project to tick the box, but how to live a life in, you know, step by step better relationships. And you can't get to a right relationship, to better relationship, when you don't work everything that makes it messy and difficult and complicated at the same time.
That is beautifully put, Judy. And it makes me think that in many ways, this program, it embraces that principle that systems are in a constant state of emergence. And as practitioners, we're never going to arrive. And I think in our cultures, we tend to have this, okay, I get there and then I tick this box and then it's done. And actually, this whole program is really a continuing journey. And just like with right relationship, I think Faith often mentions that there's no definition of right relationship because it changes moment to moment. And it keeps us on our toes. And I think when you said curiosity, Kathy, that's exactly it. You remain curious because you can't ever know exactly what the system is going to bring. Each system will be different. And that's quite an exciting way to live and to lead.
Yeah,
it really is.
You mentioned the World Work Project. So I'm curious about the impact, both for you, Kathy, going through this program, and Judy, the impact you've seen on students taking on the World Work Project, where they really take ownership of this work in their world.
Well, what I just said about World Work is sort of, you know, the why underneath the concept. But as a cohort leader, I get to listen to and experience all these World Work Projects of all the students going through certification. And especially at the end of certification, you know, the last two calls are about the World Work presentations. I mean, they all bring tears to my eyes. I think, like, my God, you know, these people, what they are doing out there. And it can be like a physical small world, like working within your own family, or already a somewhat larger world, maybe your organization, or maybe something in the political arena. It doesn't matter. And so in terms of impact, I can only speak from a level of essence. You see, I'm looking for words here, because I remember every time when students share their World Work Project, it's so emotional. It's like, wow, my God, you know, what are all these people doing out there in the world?
Yeah, in some ways, it makes me think of that jigsaw puzzle, and they're sort of taking a part of this work now and really owning it in their land.
Yeah.
And then it starts to live on in different ways and different systems. And I think that's beautiful, because I think in terms of this work, it's infinite what's possible, and it's continuing to evolve in terms of the curriculum, but also where and when we can use it.
Really owning it. I like that very much, because it's not like something that you learn about, but really owning it.
Yeah, it's a shift from almost doing the work to being the work, I think. And that's when you start to really live the principles. Kathy, how was your World Work experience?
So my project was coaching couples on finance, because under my going in line, Judy saw this, and I think she was a bit shocked, was that people are much more comfortable talking about sex than about money, because money is a really difficult topic in relationships. There's loads of infidelity around money and all sorts of things. So the one thing I loved about it is really got me to coach couples. So my goal really is to coach teams and individuals. But by my World Work Project, I coached a few couples. It was really interesting to then have other things revealed that obviously had nothing. So we ended up not talking about money so much, because there's always some underlying other issues going on. But I still have plans. I'm working at the moment with a financial advisor on coming up with something we do together, where she does the advice and I do the actual, you know, the coaching part going in. Because I think just doling out advice just doesn't work. You've got to sort of get to, like in my case, when I coach these couples, getting to completely different topics that were standing in the way of financial alignment. It was a great edge for me, by the way, because I really didn't feel comfortable coaching couples. And now I actually coach quite a few as a result of the learning.
Yeah, it's fascinating that I also went in coaching teams and individuals, professionally speaking. And then I started coaching a lot of couples through certification. And it's not the main part of my business, but it really keeps me on my toes. I often say that couples are like dinghies. They move really fast, whereas teams are more like big cruise ships. They move slower. And so it's nice to have that, I think, diversity in your portfolio of work, because it I guess it challenges you in different ways.
That's a good thing to underline. As supervisors, that's always something that we advise our students in certification. You know, you have your primary focus, but stretch yourself, find in a different area, also relationships to work with, like you just shared, Kathy. And as you were sharing, Kathy, your World War project, it made me become aware that it's another version of deep democracy, right? In couples, finance not being a topic that is, we push it under the carpet, but it's there. So to allow a space for that voice to emerge is great example of really bringing deep democracy.
Yeah, it certainly is.
So I'm curious, in terms of people listening, maybe they've gone through the series, they're practicing these tools. What would you like them to know about the certification program, given, you know, your different perspectives and where you are with the program, that maybe they don't know?
From a place of consensus reality, I would say come to one of our monthly certification information calls. And that's a great place to deepen your awareness about how the program is built up. When you go to the certification page on the CRR Global website, you can find all the dates for that. But if people have gone through the series already, what do they not know about certification that we have not mentioned yet? I don't really know, Kathy. Is there anything particular coming up for you?
Yes. So for me, I left my corporate job at the end of 2022 and immediately signed up for OSC certification. And one of the reasons I did it was I thought I want to be optimally equipped for a life of self-employment. And I would say this, we were talking about finances. I mean, this is also a bit consensus reality, but first of all, I immediately kicked off with lots of practice coaching. I found that some of the systems that I coached then generated individual coaching contracts, et cetera. And I'd say a year in, first of all, the course has more than paid for itself. And also it gave me it let me hit the ground running in self-employment. I know so many people are scared to walk away from a corporate job. And while I planned it for a few years, there's still some fear there. And going into certification was such a brilliant start for me that I'm really grateful that it just got me out there, got me going, it got me coaching, and it got me earning money very quickly.
Wow. So that's a great example of an edge that certification allows you to take. Thanks for sharing that. That's great. I think one of the reasons why I find it difficult to answer this great question is I'm so immersed in the program. It's all primary for me. I think it's all known. But what I do know that students, as they come into certification, especially in the first couple of months of the program, it is an intense program. It's really quite a commitment. So your yes has to be like a full yes and a big yes. And because of the diversity, almost the complexity of the program with all these different elements, different faculty members, it takes a little while before you really see the full puzzle. Sometimes people get confused in the beginning about that. I think to bring the meta skill of trust in the program, but also in yourself, that you will definitely get through it. There's a lot of edges in the beginning. Don't be afraid of it. I don't know if that helps, if people are at the end of the series considering certification. But it's different. It's certification is in that sense a different animal from the series. You can go through these modules in an easy way as well. Certification is intense. Go for it and you get loads out of it.
I think that's really important to say, Judy. And also, I remember in my first session, I don't know if this was the same for you, Kathy, I remember looking around at the screen of my cohort participants, thinking that everyone must be so good at this and they must know everything. And after a couple of weeks, we started to reveal that actually we're all just as nervous as each other and all felt quite out of our depth. And I think to cross that edge together was wonderful, because then now we can just start learning together and get curious as a system. Judy, I'm curious, because you have a balcony view, you see the whole arc of many different students going through this. What is a sort of theme that shows up from beginning to end when you see different students like Kathy go through this program, almost a year-long program?
What is a theme in terms of, you know, the type of students that sign up, participants, like I mentioned earlier, from pure coaching, more and more people in leadership positions, HR professionals that really want to learn from the OSH way of the coach approach. So we definitely see an emergence of that. In terms of, yeah, interesting. It's probably a parallel process, program development, although we still stand on the strong shoulders of how the program was designed like 15 years ago. It is emerging more in a business-like application, if you like. Eh? We are dreaming up spending more time in the world of specific team coaching, working with larger systems. And given that, we are dreaming up more self-reflective practice, because we're holding larger things out there in the world. And the world as it is going, you know, all kinds of directions, you know, as a human being on earth, we have to learn how to hold more things. So I see the program emerging in that direction as well. But the final thing is, you know, I remember last year we held focus groups, focus groups in the sense of we wanted to have like systems inspired conversations with people that were certified in the last 2 years. So really recent participants, but finishing the journey. And like, you know, just hearing their voice, you know, how did you benefit? What would be a game changer for you? Those kind of questions. I think one big emergence for me is that we can still hold on to the essence of this program, how it was built in the beginning. Yes, on a consensus level of reality, we might put some different flavors into it. Like you're cooking your meals, you try. But the core of it, the core ingredients are still extremely powerful. That actually built, also from the role of being the director of the program, built my own confidence and trust in the program. It's still like a big wow on an essence. And yes, we are dreaming as the world evolves around us and on consensus reality, we see some differences. But from a balcony view, I would say, let's stick to who we are. And that hasn't changed a lot. And I feel totally excited that I get to be part of that.
And Kathy got the pleasure and the privilege of having you as a cohort leader. I'm sure, Kathy, that was a wonderful experience to have Judy lead.
It really was wonderful. And of course, I've had Judy lead some of the courses that I took in the beginning, and I've assisted Judy a few times. And it's always a great pleasure.
Thank you.
And thank you both for very much walking your talk today. This has been a wonderful dance in relationship around the certification program. I'm sure our listeners have got a lot from this.
And thank you very much, Katie, for inviting us, allowing us to speak our voice also together. Yeah, looking forward. Yeah, actually, as we were sort of preparing for the call also, I could feel a strong sense of pride. Thank you for allowing the space for that to really shine the light on an amazing program that we have on offer.
And thanks from me too, Katie. It's been a pleasure.
A huge thanks to Judy and Kathy for that fantastic discussion around OSC certification. OSC certification is the culmination of months and even years of commitment by students who wish to become practitioners of the competencies, tools and skills that make CRR Global so uniquely positioned in the marketplace. The OSC certification program consists of 2 semesters of practice, online study and extensive supervision. During certification, you'll move the OSC material out of the introductory level and into mastery and practical application. To apply for the programme, students must have completed the Fundamentals of OSC or OSC at Work, an Intelligence Geography Path
and systems integration prior to registration. For more information, please visit crrglobal.com/course/ORSC-certification. Thank you for listening to the Relationship Matters podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your colleagues and friends so that we can continue to spread these ideas across the globe. And if you haven't already, do subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you never miss an episode. And for more information on the ORSC courses, please visit crrglobal.com. For over 20 years, CRR Global has accompanied leaders, teams, and practitioners on their journey to stronger relationships by focusing on the relationship itself, not only the individuals occupying it. This leads to a community of changemakers around the world. Supported by a global network of faculty and partners, we connect, inspire, and equip change agents to shift systems one relationship at a time. We believe relationship matters, from humanity to nature to the larger whole.